Now, today is an important day for more than 40,000 salaried retirees of General Motors. They're facing a major financial decision. This evening marks the deadline for accepting a pension buyout. Michigan Radio's Tracy Sambleton explains.
The GM retirees have two choices: either take a lump sum payment, which can range from $400,000 to $800,000, or their pensions will be shifted from GM's books to the private insurance company Prudential. Dean Thurman is a senior partner with InvestWise in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He says there's no one-size-fits-all answer here.
Half of the folks we recommend go with Prudential, and the other half we recommend take the lump sum and do a rollover into their own IRA.
But Thurman says retirees should not take the advice of a golfing buddy or that financial advisor with a can't-lose financial scheme. A number of retirees feel betrayed by the offer. They accuse GM of going back on a promise to take care of them for life. But Harold Frederick of Adrian, Michigan, remains grateful to his former employer of 32 years.
General Motors provided us a great job, great living, great benefits for many, many years.
Frederick's not saying what he'll do, but figures Prudential Insurance will do just fine taking over for GM.
You have an option to continue receiving your monthly benefit at the same level you've been at. It's a pretty good option to me.
What this move does for GM is clear. Those underfunded pensions will be taken off the company's books, freeing up cash reserves and possibly improving the company's stock price. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Sambleton in Ann Arbor.